بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many beautiful sifat and qualities. Among the qualities of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the quality of mercy, compassion. Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. And these are also the excellent names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We as slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are blessed and deserve the divine mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the extent to which we reflect these qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you will have a rahim, if you will have mercy in our hearts, we will be soft also. We will take pity upon the creation, the makhluq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As ulama explained to us, that the stepping stone, the threshold to the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us, then love the creation of Allah. Al-Khalqu Iyadullah. The creation is a family of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The more sympathy, the more pity we will display and show the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to that extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy upon us. The Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يرحم الله من لا يرحم الناس. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not show mercy to them who do not show mercy to other people. The word in the Hadith Sharif is the other people. It includes Muslims and non-Muslims, even the sinners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, the sustainer, the creator, the nourisher of the Muslims, the non-Muslims, the sinners also. Everyone has a claim upon kindness and compassion, to matter to what class or community he belongs to. Sympathy and kindness towards the non-Muslims also, however, demand that first of all we feel sorry and concern in our hearts about their iman. What will happen to them? Their transgression, their sinning. What will happen after death? So we try from the bottom of our hearts to make dua for them. That Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat. Now that we are sitting at home, we have time to reflect that in reality, what Allah Ta'ala sent me for in this world, to show compassion, love. We find the abrar, the very high ranking. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Allah speaks about the abrar, the very high ranking awliya and friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They don't even harm the ants also. They don't even harm the ants. So we should think to myself that how much this quality do I have in my life to be kind to mankind, to show them muhabbat and love, to put a loving hand, at least to make dua for the entire creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At this moment also, where everyone is so restless, so parishan, so worried about their lives, to make dua of hidayah for entire humanity, we don't know whose life will change. It'll be to our credit. Who will make tawbah? We don't know. Therefore, we cannot look down upon anyone. Look down upon ourselves that I am the lowest of the lowest. It's mentioned about a person who's involved in shirk, worshipping the idol. But when a person will change his life, he'll become better than us also. Abdul Wahid bin Zayd, he says that we were on a ship and he was sailing out at sea and the sea became stormy. And he says we were forced to leave the high seas and seek refuge on an island. He says he was surprised to see that we were not alone at that island. There was a man that was worshipping an idol. So we approached him and we mentioned to him, introduced ourselves and we told him that we don't do things like this, we don't worship idols. So the man asked, and who is it that you worship? So he says that we worship Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. So the man asked, and who is Allah? So he said, Allah is a being whose throne is in the heavens and whose dominion is in the heavens, the earth and all that exists. And how did you come to know this? The man asked. So Abdul Wahid bin Zayd says, he sent a messenger, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to us with clear proofs and miracles. It was that messenger who informed us about him. So the man asked, what has happened to your messenger? So he replied, when he finished his mission, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him back unto him. The man then after asked, has he left any sign for you? So we said, he has left amongst us the Kitabullah, the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. Show it to me, the man asked. So when he showed him the copy of the Quran Sharif, he said, I cannot read it. And so we read a part for him. We read a part of it for this man. He then cried and said, the one whose speech this is must not be disobeyed. The one whose speech this is must not be disobeyed. Not only did the man then accept Islam, he also learned the teachings of Quran Sharif and they put it to practice. When the weather subsided and calmed down, we were ready to leave the island. The man asked to join us on the ship. We agreed for him to join us. And he joined us on the ship, and he gave us an opportunity to teach him a number of chapters of the Quran Sharif, a number of surahs. At the end of the first evening of travel, a new Muslim, just taking pity upon him, being kind to him, then all the crewmen got ready to go to sleep. Our new passenger said, "O people, the Lord that guided you, does he sleep?" We said, "He is ever living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes him." He looked at us and said, "It is indeed bad manners for a slave to sleep in the presence of his master." With a great deal of energy and vigor, he then jumped up and began to perform salah, and his crying voice could be heard until the morning. When we reached a place called Abadan, which is near Iran, then the man says, "I said to my companion, this man is a stranger here, moreover he is a new Muslim, he would do well to gather some money for him in order to help him out." So we got together some money, and we gave it to him. But the man asked, "What is this?" We said, "Money that you can spend on yourself." He said, "How perfect Allah is. You have guided me to a way that you do not know yourselves. When I was living on a barren desert, in the middle of the ocean, I worshipped other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yet Allah did not allow me to go without any food. Then how is it possible that Allah will make me needy, where it is Him alone that I now worship? Indeed, He is the creator and the provider." The man then left us and went on his way. A number of days passed before we heard any news of his whereabouts. We were told that he was in such and such a place and that he was extremely ill. When we reached him, we saw that he was on the verge of passing away. After extending greetings of salam to him, I said to him, "Do you need anything?" The new Muslim, who took pity upon, we felt sorry for him. He said, "The one who brought you to the island when I did not know him has provided me with all that I need." The man said, I sat down beside him, thinking that I could stay for a while and comfort him. I soon fell asleep and I saw a dream. In the graveyard of Abadan, I saw the most beautiful girl that I ever seen. She was saying, "Hasten his burial, for it is a long time now that I have been yearning for him." I woke up with a start and found that he had just passed away. I washed his body and enshrouded him, gave him the kafan. And that night, after the burial had taken place, I saw another dream. In it, he was looking very handsome, and the same girl was sitting on the bed. Sitting beside her, he continued to repeat the verse of Quran, Salam. So he continued to repeat the verse of the Quran Sharif, Salamun alaykum sabartum fa ni'ma uqba ad-dar. Salam be to you, for that you persevered in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home. So a little bit fickle concern that is made for this person saved him from eternal doom of Jahannam. We have time now to raise our hands, take pity upon insanity, upon mankind, make dua for them. And whichever way we can assist, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability. And this is a stepping stone to the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Akhiru da'amana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.